Ludwig Boltzmann, and entropy. Boltzmann was a short, barrel-chested bear of a man, with a huge, force-like beard. His formidable and ferocious appearance, however, belied all the wounds he suffered in defending his ideas. Although Newtonian physics was firmly established by the 19th century, Boltzmann knew these laws had never been rigorously applied to the controversial concept of atoms, a concept that was still not accepted by many leading scientists. We sometimes forget that as late as a century ago, there were legions of scientists who insisted that the atom was just a clever gimmick, not a real entity. Atoms were so impossibly tiny, they claimed, that they probably didn't exist at all. Newton showed that mechanical forces, not spirits or desires, were sufficient to determine the motion of all objects. Boltzmann then elegantly derived many of the laws of gases by a simple assumption: that gases were made of tiny atoms that, like billiard balls, obeyed the laws of forces laid down by Newton. To Boltzmann, a chamber containing gas was like a box filled with trillions of tiny steel balls, each one bouncing off the walls and each other according to Newton's laws of motion. In one of the greatest masterpieces in physics, Boltzmann, and independently James Clerk Maxwell, mathematically showed how this simple assumption could result in dazzling new laws and open up a new branch of physics called statistical mechanics. Suddenly, many of the properties of matter could be derived from first principles. Since Newton's laws stipulated that energy must be conserved when applied to atoms, each collision between atoms conserved energy. That meant that an entire chamber of trillions of atoms also conserved energy. The conservation of energy could now be established not just via experimentation, but from first principles, that is, the Newtonian motion of atoms. But in the 19th century, the existence of atoms was still hotly debated and often ridiculed by prominent scientists, such as philosopher Ernst Mach. A sensitive and often depressed man, Boltzmann uncomfortably found himself the lightning rod, the focus of the often vicious attacks by anti-atomists. To the anti-atomists, anything that could not be measured did not exist, including atoms. To add to Boltzmann's humiliation, many of his papers were rejected by the editor of a prominent German physics journal because the editor insisted that atoms and molecules were strictly convenient theoretical tools rather than objects that really existed in nature. Exhausted and embittered from all the personal attacks, Boltzmann hung himself in 1906 while his wife and child were at the beach. Sadly, he did not realize that just a year before, a brash young physicist by the name of Albert Einstein had done the impossible. He had written the first paper demonstrating the existence of atoms.